We are all familiar with Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon and his statement. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. But did you know a similar significant event occurred right before this quote? As he was leaving the lunar module, Buzz Aldrin made this public announcement. "I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever and wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way." Aldrin later wrote about his experience. "In the radio blackout, I opened the little plastic packages which contained the bread and the wine. I poured the wine into the chalice our church had given me. In the 1/6 gravity of the moon, the wine slowly curled and gracefully came up the sides of the cup. Then I read the scripture, 'I am the vine, you are the branches. Whosoever abides in me will bring forth much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.' I ate the tiny host and swallowed the wine. I gave thanks for the intelligence and spirit that had brought two young pilots to the sea of tranquility. It was interesting for me to think, the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the very first food eaten there were the communion elements." To think that some of the very first words spoken on the moon were the words of Jesus Christ is amazing, and it brings new thought to Jesus' words spoken in John 8:12. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The word for world in ancient Greek of this passage is cosmos. Jesus was telling his disciples that he is the light of the entire cosmos, of the whole universe. Buzz Aldrin knew this and had the opportunity to honor Jesus on the moon. Communion in outer space. How cool is that? I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.